This is the update to the board on Dave Swenson's hours. Okay, I'm just going to make this short and sweet. Carl's office and Carl and I went through... I went through the calendar that Dave put together because I could not understand the hours from the PD. That was too confusing. But he took the hours from the PD and the hours from the Barnes County for community service. He put them on his own calendar. And then there was a couple errors, and he had an explanation that said, you know, the hours of community service that I put down on this date should have been on this date. So then when you look at the calendar, sure enough, that was his days off that from the PD. So with this explanation and with the calendars here, Carl nor I found any
overlaps
in the two jobs.
And just for the record, the reason this came about is because we received an open records request suggesting that there was double billing going on, so to speak, and that Dave was working two jobs at once and being paid for both of them. So that's why we did this investigation. Dave put all the hours from the two timesheets on his calendar. We double-checked that. Those numbers are accurate. So like Wanda said, there is no apparent overlap when you take into consideration Dave's explanation sheet. So at this time, I don't have any concerns that there's double billing going on between the city and the county.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any discussion, any questions? Did you guys go through it?
The thing I'd like to see is where are we in the budget process? How much of Dave's budget is spent? Because the county isn't going to increase their share, and I don't know where the city's at, but we're not going to do anything. And I'm concerned as if we run out of money 10 months into it. So who's running the budget in this place?
Okay, and that's something that we need to discuss. Basically, as a board, I don't think that we probably did our job or looked into anything. Dave would do up the proposed budget, and we would look it over, and he would give us an explanation, you know, and I gave you the proposed. If he had something for new equipment, he would say, well, my computer, I need to replace my computer, or if he needed a new telephone. So it wasn't consistent. You know, one year he probably put nothing down for new equipment. The next year it could be $400. Mm-hmm. So he always justified that in our meetings and so forth. And then we kind of agreed that he had told us, when I went back into our meeting notes, he had told us that basically he started out, I think, at $12 an hour.
$10
an hour. And that community service workers were getting anywhere from $16 to $20 an hour. So I think back in some of our notes, we had agreed that over the year that's what we're going to do is try to get him at that $16. So every year was a year raise to get up to that $16. As far as the hours, I have a concern about the hours. When I think I never had a clear number on. I didn't keep track. This is how many clients we have for community service. When he would run this his quarterly report and send it, it was more of the city and the county concerned to see if we had more clients than you had more clients.
I guess my question, Dave, is let's the county's had 61 clients, and I'm looking at your hours, and there seems to be, for 61 clients, a lot of hours. How many hours do you need to process one client? 3 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours?
it all...
I'm really concerned about your hours. I think
it all varies depending on the circumstances. Because you have people that come in who don't show up or call later and then finally do come in. And then I have to take all their input and I have to put it into a computer database for the county, which is called M-Files. I also have a community service webpage that's not... You can't put it into the same database and make it work. So I have to double everything I'm doing into a community service database. And then when job sites call or I have to find out where they're at, I have to call and check up on them from time to time. I've got people that will call say, hey, they didn't show up anymore or they didn't do their hours, so I got to close them out. They go back to court. Then they come back, and then I got to re-enter everything into my M-Files, into my community service database. So it's a lot of repetitiveness that I have to do, but they don't intertwine. And the reason why I went with M-Files is because I was running out of storage room for folders. So we decided to save money on cabinets and everything else, and there was a database here for the city or through the county that nobody was using because the social services were supposed to use this M-Files. They decided to try me out. And so it was a work in progress to do this. And then there's times that I have to put old files into the database on my downtime, so I'll take old files, but then I got to take every form. I can't just scan the whole file and say, here you go. If I'm going to keep it organized, I have timesheets, I've got intake paperwork, I've got medical forms. So those have to be scanned in and put into the proper location in your M-Files in order to have accurate information listed in your M-Files. How to retract that out of there? I don't know because I've never done it. Jason would know. But if I just dump that stuff into M-Files, it does you no good as far as unless I keep everything accurate. So it takes time and there's a lot of repetitiveness. And depending on whether or not they complete it and then they come back, because a lot of times they have to come back.
That's one thing I've noticed on some of the other paperwork that I've had is that a lot of people aren't even starting their... Why? Who's enforcing this or who's not enforcing
this?
Well,
we bring them back into court.
Okay.
If you find them.
So if he says...
If you find them. So half the time they're already out of the county?
No.
It depends on where they're at.
Well, a lot of times he'll say a non-completion. So then we'll bring him in for an order to show cause. And then if they don't show, then there's a warrant out there. So the warrant may sit out there.
Yeah.
Or if they do come in, now... The judge has amended their judgment, and they have to spend 10 days in jail.
Or they extend
and take the community, or they extend it.
So then I have to go back in and open everything back up.
And I don't know, Mike, if you're asking if it should be the community service officer's job to.
That's basically what I'm. I guess that's the point I'm trying to get at: is whose job is it to go after these people if they're not doing community? Is that your job, or does it go back?
No, it's the client. It's the defendant. It's their responsibility, and
right.
If they don't do it, then we come
right.
After
that's
them.
Why I'm asking: who goes after them when they don't do it?
State's attorney.
Okay, so then you've got to take them. You've got to issue a warrant for their arrest, and then then somebody's got to go find them if they can find them,
right,
and bring them back in. So not necessarily Dave tracking them down. It could
no.
be a deputy out in the county finding them hanging out in Wimbledon or something.
Actually, Dave has nothing to do with it once he sends that non-completion form in.
Okay.
But everything has to be e-filed properly with the court and things like that. Depending on which court I go to.
Okay. So that helps me a little bit because I was under the assumption it was your job to go after them if they didn't complete the service.
I send it to Chris or e-file it to Wanda. And from there, then they would go, it's like this last week. You know, his office would call me, hey, I've got, this person's got community services done by Friday. Where are they at? They're going to finish it or what? So I go in. Call them up, check to find out where they're at, check with the employer. Yep, they'll be done by Friday. And then it's my job to make sure they get it done, but I can't do it on my PD time, so I got to wait till after 5
and do it,
you know, after hours.
So at any point, do you ever supervise?
No. I don't, like, yes, take the back. Yes. If they come to the office, then I'm watching what they're doing.
Come to the PD office.
Police department.
If they're vacuuming the
vacuuming
floors.
Windows, wiping baseboards, doors, you know, that kind of stuff, then I would watch. Otherwise, because we don't have anybody at the office that could sit in there. We used to, but she's no longer there. So
for an example, if I see 10 hours on a Saturday, is that possibly what you're doing.
Right.
Or
it's... I could be supervising, or I could be working, depending on who's there and things
and
like that.
Doing computer work. Mm-hmm. So most of your work is computer work.
Computer and phone is a large part of it. But if they come into the office, there's nobody to watch them. So I do it because I can't just have them run around.
So, God.
And keep in mind, we had a lot of people painting. You know, the law enforcement center got painted, and I had people in there nonstop painting and doing different things throughout the department. And that was a lot of hours last year.
Oh, did they paint inside? You mean the courtroom and everything? That was community service?
We painted the hallways. No, I think the courtroom, was set up on a different... The courtroom
was done, but with the building remodel, all the hallways and offices were done.
Hallways, offices, everything got...
Redone. And that was community service?
Yeah, like 99%
yeah,
of it.
By the way, nice job they did.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get them over in the courthouse. And you guys, now I know where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're but there, I'll, so.
Mr. Commissioner, we're going to have a meeting after the meeting.
My question
but
is...
It's hard, but then the thing is, what if they don't show up?
Yeah. Well, that's a problem we're having here. We get some help over here, which we need dearly.
And then they don't
Stan
show up.
Stan gets them trained for a half hour, and they work for 3 hours, and my God, we're looking forward to coming back the next day to... They never show up. So that's why I was questioning, who's enforcing this? Why aren't these people being...
And I make phone calls. I will call them.
Okay.
And say, hey, what's going on? You know, Stan will call me, or I'll have Parks and Rec, you know, Darvin will call me and say, hey, you know, this person didn't show up. Haven't been here for 3-4 days. I'm like, all right. I had one person they suspected of maybe stealing from them. So then I had to switch job sites because, you know, they don't want them there.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. And then I have to screen people because... Certain people can't go to the Cheyenne Care Center if I send them to Cindy because of, you know, a different type of offense, things like that with the things that are up there. So, and just like the high school, I can't send them to the high school if they have certain offenses against children and things like that. So I have to be careful on who I send them to, and then I have to talk to the, you know, if I talk to Dan Larson, I'll say, hey, this is the person I've got. Here, you know, this is the offense. You know, they got so many hours. Would you be able to help them? Would you be able to work with them? Yep, send them over. I'll talk to them, or I'll send them to so-and-so, and they go from there.
I think I'm getting a better understanding of the hours. I guess we're over-concerned. You know, I'd like to get it back down. We were geared for 120 a month.
Well, that's what I was... That was our...
and you're...
I was discussing... Okay, if we keep it hourly, then... Somebody should be signing off on your timesheets.
Has to be. And I'm just going to speak really freely because in the world today, you're going to be under such scrutiny, Dave.
And
along with scrutiny is going to come every single person that sits in this and every single law enforcement agency. So, again, this is nothing directed at you, but it makes me really nervous that nobody's overseeing your timesheets.
Well, not only that, I almost wonder if we shouldn't have some type of log.
We have to.
Yeah. And I think, guys, we got to start meeting every other month.
It wouldn't hurt.
To get to, because the scrutiny's coming.
Well, the thing is like, I guess, you know, when you look through it, I don't remember what it was, but basically for the hours that you turned in, it's basically about 15 hours per
paper.
Clients that you're doing.
Yeah.
If at 15 hours and then I get non-compliance, why don't you just either send them to jail or let them pay their way out? It's cheaper for the county, cheaper for the city. What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, and that's why, you know, Wanda and I talked about going to a salary.
And
so,
we can't.
And I took care of that.
We can't.
The threshold is going up to 43 or 44,000 a year, and he's way below that. So...
Well, that took care of that.
Even now, it's 26, or it's 23 to 26, and I think you're even below that for the year, so it can't happen.
Okay.
So the discussion on salary number three is off.
Yep.
Okay, so then, who...
Well, I think we got to do what Dewey just suggested. We've got to have a log of that day, those hours, and possibly the clients that were involved.
Well, I mean,
but you got to remember, I might not always be seeing clients.
No. We get that too, Dave. But my concern that pops out immediately at me is that I'm paying you $16 an hour to stand and watch some guy pull weeds down in City Park for $160. I can hire it done.
I see what you're saying.
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm putting it very blatantly on the table because you can get somebody to do it for $10 an hour.
But you got to remember, these people aren't the cream of the crop.
I don't care. Then let them sit in jail.
Yeah.
And then I'll deal with it.
You know what? And maybe
it doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah. But maybe it's something with the court system where we need to look at the court system. We're not interested. This county and city are no longer interested in any community service whatsoever. And we pull our budgets. Now they can sit in jail because we offer no community service. Is there something saying we have to offer community service?
You don't have room in jail.
I understand that, but that makes a good point for getting a new jail,
yeah.
Chief.
Yeah.
And that's our next thing.
I almost burnt it down yesterday, just to give you a heads up. I got a little tough yesterday, and I got a little tough with some people over there this morning. If we can get rid of that piece of crap over there, I'd be happy.
We're trying.
So if you get rid of the community service office, then the judge still has the power to order it. You'd be looking at contracting with some other agency in Jamestown to have community
service.
Yeah,
like we had to do when Dewey passed away.
And honestly, with all the crap going on, they could have it. That's where I'm at in my life.
Well, and I don't know what else to suggest. I mean, I look at how the laws aren't being enforced, which has got nothing, which I found out, Dave, is not your responsibility. That's their responsibility. And why the judges are giving these people 40 hours of community service and they don't service it. They don't do it.
Or we have a municipal judge who will say, well, you do the hours. And I go through the rigmarole. I go through setting everything up.
And yes,
I will
do it.
And I'll do it.
I say, I will do it. I will
do it. And I call and find out. And I even give them extended times. They call me up at the last minute, which in municipal court, they allow me to extend it.
Yeah.
They don't do it.
Yeah.
And I make all these phone calls, and I track this stuff. And for what?
For what purpose?
Nothing. And so eventually, a month down the road, after they're a month past due, I send up a non-compliant.
Yeah. In the meantime, you spent
generally
$160
They're giving community service in municipal court. It's for a deferred imposition. If they don't do their community service, it's right on their judgment. The deferred imposition is denied. Instant, you know, I mean, they're done. So the judge doesn't call them back for that.
He doesn't call them back, and then he just changes it from a deferred to a judgment.
It just sits
and
open.
Then it just sits open.
So can't.
I close out the community service. I just close it.
As non-compliant.
And do they have to pay then for it?
No. Then all they
deferred imp means if you work your community service, pay your fines, you get it off your record after a year.
Right.
That's the way municipal does it, is a year.
And if
you don't do your community service, you pay your fines, don't do your community service,
it
stays on your record.
Permanent record. Though.
Permanent record.
Well, who gives a rat's
right.
ass? And nowadays for underage drinking, unless it's a caller or a teacher or
something. It's going to be the really good kid that actually does it.
Yeah.
You know, the others.
So that's what I mean. Community service has almost become a waste of time. For everybody.
The goal is to put somebody into a program where they don't have any work ethic, try to get them a job. And
I'm sorry, but at 25 years of age, if they haven't figured it out by now,
well, you'd
be
surprised.
I've had 50-year-olds in there.
Huh? I know we had one of your 50-year-olds over here.
But he worked. His hours are done like that.
He showed
that one
up.
Guy, yeah. That,
black gentleman with the cane.
Yeah.
Stan loved him. Boys loved him.
Yeah. Couldn't believe it. I thought
he
was
50 minutes early all the time.
Yeah.
But he's, okay, he's one of them. In a million.
He was.
Well, we can't change the fact that the judges order it.
Right.
So
and we can't change the fact that it's if we don't do it, it's not going to be still ordered by a judge for 40 hours. Then who's going to run it? And then you're stating we have to subcontract it out.
If we go to the court and tell them that we're not going to have this position in Valley City anymore, are they more apt to cut down on the community service?
Well, I don't know about municipal court. I'm sure the judges and district court would be open to it.
So then if you do have a few cases, then you run it through Jamestown. And Dell would do it. You just have to.
What about municipal? I know nothing, Chris. You'll have to.
But
can you enlighten us?
If you tell him not to do it, he'll do it.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
He would. Dell used to do it over here.
No, but he. The county would, and Dell's going to say.
Who's Dell?
Dell is the coordinator in Jamestown.
In Jamestown.
He covers
and
several different counties.
That didn't go well.
No.
That did not go well when we contracted with him.
No, and we are not doing anything with Stutzman County. Problem solved.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had enough of Stetson County. So,
I'm just saying if you want to alleviate some of the issues.
You guys are doing wonderful with Stetson County. Keep up the good work, Fred. I had issues. You guys are wonderful. So we're not going to be asking them for anything. I've spent enough time over there.
So, I mean, so another thing that comes, so what you're logging basically right now is 30 hours a week?
Approximately.
On community
service.
Last
few months I've cut way back just because it's been slower. And
okay, so my question is, do we go, and I talked to Juan about this, do we go per client? Do we go?
Well, that's salary, which we can't do.
No, not salary, per client. You're allotted
so many hours.
So many hours per client. You're allotted so many hours per training. It's still your dollar amount. So
I forgot I do go to training.
So, for example, let's say you had, you know, 10 people. You'd be allotted 5 hours per person, let's say. And that will include all of your computer input. So, I mean, if you want to do it, sit at night, 12 o'clock at night, and you're saying, I don't care. I still want a record of how to track that. But it would be, that would include everything from start to finish with that client.
And maybe that's something we've got to, for the next 6 months, is get that log started doing. Maybe not necessarily define it now, what we're going to do, but let's, for the next 6 months, starting July 1st, get a true log to see where we're at. How, so we can establish a per hours client to ratio.
Right.
Because here's, so with that scenario, if we said, okay, we're going to allow 5 hours per client. Okay, so say that client has 40 hours of community service and he has them at the PD and he needs to. So Mike, are you Mike, saying that he
here's,
needs
here's a dumb
to,
question.
Hold on, keep going with this.
So are you saying that he needs, yes, he needs to supervise them because they're at the PD, but if they're at the PD for 10 hours that Saturday, we're only going to pay him for five?
Well, yeah, but hear me out. So we have somebody that they're going to take down to the police department. It costs me $160 for 10 hours of work out of somebody to have him stand around and watch them.
My question, though, would do...
I'd love to sit around for $16 an hour and stand and watch somebody that may work all day.
Yeah, here's my question. Why is he supervising at the PD? You're not supervising when they come to the courthouse. You're not supervising when they go to the...
Because the PD's got...
We've got guns.
Yeah. Guns records.
They got to have somebody that's law enforcement trained, I would guess.
Let's not send them to the PD anymore.
Well, and that's the thing.
Unless you find somebody that's willing to...
And no one's in your office for that?
The chief's on salary, so if the chief is willing to...
That ain't going to happen.
Well, no. I'm just saying... What I'm saying is... I guess my point being made was, if I have to pay more money to sit and watch some guy work... Yeah.
But keep in mind, I send them to the range, they cut grass out there, they pick up brass, and that's shared by the city and the county.
Yeah.
You know, I just listed under VCPD, under law enforcement.
Who watches them when they go out there?
Either I run them out there and I watch them, or I go back and forth and check on them. There's nothing out there other than a cell phone and they have something to drink. But that's something that's shared by both. I listed under VCPD.
Yeah.
But it's picking up grass is a tedious job.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I get that. I get the fact that you got computer stuff to input. I get the fact that you got people to call. So, again, you would add that into per person all the way. So if it takes you 2 hours to process their paperwork and put it into the computer and an hour to close them out at the end of the day or at the end of the time, and it takes you an hour and a half or 2 hours even to get them places to work and talk to the people and set up the job sites and everything else, that's 5 hours per client.
I think is what we need to possibly look at is eliminating is Dave standing there and supervising them.
Well,
that seems to me that's a bulk of your hours.
Yeah, and I'd be happy just give it to Jamestown with all the crap going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Dave, is that we want to make sure that you're not...
No, I get it. It's just...
This either.
But at the same time, we've got to watch our budget, too. And if you're standing around watching somebody, if you're watching paint dry, where's your hours better spent in front of your computer? I mean, maybe we need to be a little more careful where we're putting these people, where they can...
Or could you hire a part-time, I don't mean to say older person in a bad way, but a part-time retired person for $8 an hour to supervise these people, and that would even cut your budget down in half. And then you wouldn't have to worry about finding supervision.
But the PD is the only one that you supervise. Otherwise, everybody else, you've got somebody to do that.
I have contact people, and then they coordinate.
Because I know when they come up here, Stan supervises.
I usually call Stan.
Yeah.
I don't call Bob very often because Stan kind of...
Yeah, Stan's in charge anyway, so, yeah.
Well, because they don't... And they don't get extra pay for that. But they also have to do it when they're working. So
I think that if
the police station wants community service, then they need to find somebody that is willing to supervise them. And that's probably going to have to be somebody that's salary.
Well, and that's got to be some of their, one of their staff, hours. Whether there's an officer filing... Whether Nick has to stay there and file and type up reports while somebody's painting a room, or
I think we're going to find that that's a very small percentage of the total hours.
Probably, but it's creating an issue.
Right.
I don't know.
I meet people at nights, weekends.
What's that?
I said I meet people at nights. I meet them on weekends.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just went to a community service meeting down in Wahpeton not too long ago. You know, I get paid 2 hours to drive there, 2 hours to get back, plus my meeting time. And it just depends on what's going on. Depends on what I do.
I don't know if there's any good way of getting a handle on it. I mean, we can try. That's what I said. Let's try it for 6 months to at least get better documentation as far as a logbook. Like, okay, last Wednesday for 8 hours, Wahpeton for a meeting. There, we know where you were, you know.
And usually if I go out of town, I always tell her, hey, I got a meeting in Minot. And there's times I have to spend the night, you know, so I'm gone for a few days.
Yeah.
And then at work, I have to take vacation to make sure I'm off at the PD. And
but if we get a log and it says you're spending 15 hours on one person, then we need to reevaluate the program because that doesn't seem...
I get it.
I think that's what it's coming down to is what do we want to do with this program? This community service.
I'm a money person, so I just assume them pay bigger fines and whatever than do any type of community service.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
Well, I know, community service is a waste of time.
Well, it's really not. I mean, it isn't. It's good for those, it's a lesson learned for... You're gonna have kids that really learn from this.
The honest criminal.
They made a bad mistake once. They're not gonna do it again. You have those that are, and the judge, if they've been in 3-4 times and they haven't done their community service, it's not likely that our judge is gonna order it again.
They're gonna sit in jail or buy it out or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, you look at the non-compliant list.
There's over 400 hours of non-compliance.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be great. Dave's doing his job, but are we getting the results we want? And that's really got nothing to do with you doing your job.
And so, I can tell you up front, it works for some people and a lot that doesn't. Because there's people on there, I can whip off names, and if I start whipping off names, which is not a big deal, it's all public record, it's court. You know, Nick Rittenhouse, and you go to some of those guys that we deal with nonstop. I mean, us in the law enforcement world know, we just snicker because you think they're going to come do it?
No. Not prim. No. Yeah.
They can tell the judge what they want, but...
I know some of these names. Ain't coming.
No. And honestly, to me, I pay bigger fines. I really... wouldn't hurt me at all if this went away.
Yeah.
I am just fed up.
And we're kind of fed up because it's just not, I feel it's just not working. And it's got nothing to do with you, Dave.
I get it. And
it's got nothing to do with you.
You can go, you can go over the last, well, since I started this when Cameron's here, you can see that there's a lot of non-completion names in there.
Yeah. So what are we accomplishing with community service? Maybe 5 kids a year
Well, there's a lot more than that, but I see your point that there's a lot of non-completions.
Yeah, and it's got, there again, nothing to do with Dave.
No.
It But we're the ones that are paying for it and just not getting a bang for our buck.
But you understand that some of these non-completion means that they just didn't complete their total hours of...
Right, there's some that...
So there's some that...
Yeah.
Some actually have 12 or 20.
Yeah.
Most
well,
are zero.
There's most of them are 90, zeros.
95 are zeros.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't...
There's one that.
That
worked his hours and never paid his fee. I had to write him up as non-compliant. I couldn't get him to pay.
Yeah.
And they are told that technically every community service program out there makes you pay up front. I try to work with them, and 99% of the time I have good success when they do their community service to pay, because I won't close it out until they're paid. But Jesse Hildebrand did his hours, but refused to pay. I wrote him up non-compliant.
Well, he refuses to pay his fine, too, so.
You know, he didn't pay his fine either, so what do you do?
Yeah, what do we do? I mean...
And honestly, like I told you, like
I'll let the chairman recognize your friend.
Well, I mean, what do you do? Do you go back after him? Back after him, or what?
Well, if it's a deferred imposition, then the judge states that if they don't do it, they just, you know, they're deferred imposition denied. No, we do not go back after them. If they, you know, it's like you either do your community service or you'll serve a day in jail, then we issue a bench warrant for them, and then they get picked up whenever they happen to get picked up, and they do their day of jail.
So is that a better way of making sure that we get compliance out of them, is to talk to the judges and say, or who?
This is what I want to get, is a bang for our buck.
Right.
And,
right.
And it's got nothing to, Dave's
right.
doing what
no,
he
no.
was hired to do, but it's falling on some.
But we need to, the only thing that I'll say on your end is that we need to make sure that we have record of how to do things, because otherwise you're not just being scrutinized from this board, you're being scrutinized as a police officer.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me.
Yeah.
Because they're dragging all
Here,
the... I mean,
if I could throw a couple... I wasn't going to say anything in this meeting, but I feel that I got to add to this discussion. You talk about your bang for the buck. Okay? The community service program is a diversion program. We look at it as a diversion program, right? So 40 years of this business, I know one thing for sure. The first experience that an individual has with the criminal justice system usually makes a difference whether they are no longer a criminal or they become a career option for us, and we see them from then on out. The community service program is a way to divert them from spending time over there, because the more time they spend over there, the better chance they're going to be a career option for us. All right? So when you talk about your bang for your buck, you have, through this community service program, I am sure, because the odds will show it to you, that you've had a couple of kids out there that you've turned away from there and put them back into productive citizens. That's your bang for the buck. Okay, the one kid that you save that decides that, hey, I don't want any part of this criminal justice system, you've saved somebody's life for the rest of this life.
Okay, but what can we do to make it better, Fred? That's my question.
So can you upfront?
How can we get just a little tougher?
Some places actually make them pay for their community service before they,
and
once they complete it, they get refunded or what? No.
No.
So they have to pay to do their $40.
They got to pay insurance.
The problem that you have here is, quite frankly, is the judge. Because
that's what I need to know. Where's the problem?
He flip-flops a lot of what he does.
Which judge are we talking about?
Municipal.
Tom flip-flops.
So, and because our judges, when we bring him in for order to show cause, he discusses it with him, and he looks at what the non-compliance is, you know, and what's the reason. And he usually has them serve so many days, like one day for every 5 hours that they didn't do, or whatever the case may be.
The first time they come in, they get a second chance normally to do their hours.
If they're willing to do that.
If they're willing to do them. Second time they come in, they're going to serve jail time, whether it's 10 days or so many days per hour that they didn't complete. But that's the enforcement that we have, is that there's jail time hanging over their head. And I can tell you, most of these people that are listed for district court are people that we've seen over and over and over again.
So why are we giving them even community service if we're seeing them already over and over? They're already on the career path, right?
And that's up to the judge, yeah.
Well, and
I
mean, I'm going
to
visit with a couple
judges
myself. Yeah, I'll visit with the county judges. I know that's a piece of cake. I know where they work.
I can discuss that with them because you can't I can't tell the judges what to do, but
no.
And they know. I mean, I don't think, because we haven't ordered a lot of community service that has cut back, but it's always going to be your first time drug.
Most of the community service we do is for the first time alcohol offenders and first time drug offenders. And I would say most of those are compliant.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get people on parole probation. There's some felony cases out there. The most I had was 200 hours, was it 400 hours, ordered by a court for felony cases. But
what is our budget for labor for 2016?
You know what, that's something I'd like to see is if the budget.
Yeah, I had suggested having another meeting in a couple months to discuss budgeting closer to the actual budgeting time. Okay, so yeah. That's why it's not on the agenda.
Yeah. Okay.
And I also get that print off from Jason, and I can have, I mean, Jason can send it to everybody.
Yeah.
It's that, it just basically tells you where you're at.
Yeah, like, and that's what I'd like to know is where we're at budget-wise.
Intake fees, bio fees. Yeah. Every intake fee's got somebody's name attached to it, so there you can cross-reference. Every dollar that comes in, you can check off of my deposits. And I keep every deposit from every year, hard copy, and then I scan it in and I save it in a folder so I can actually forward it to you if you wanted to. That way, there's no money missing. You can't say that there's, you know, hey, what happened to this? I just, to avoid it, yep. I double-check and double-check and cross and keep everything.
I think
he can send that to you guys so you know where you're at.
Well,
I don't need to see that.
I'm not questioning any fraud on money.
I'm just saying, I mean, all the dollars are there, and then the budget would tell you, or the money would tell you exactly how much money's in the budget.
Yeah.
When I started, there was around 30-some thousand. Every year, there's around 30-some thousand dollars in that pot.
But I just
and it's broke down into different categories, yeah. And I can't remember all the details. Yeah.
And that would be nice to see. I just haven't seen one.
It's right here
on the proposed budgets. Mm-hmm. The administrative fee. That's the court fee. The administrative fee, well, every time the judge orders community service, they have to pay us $25 for community service. That goes to the state at once a year or it's sporadic. Then they take that and they divide that throughout the state, to my understanding.
It goes into one pot.
So
and
then,
goes back to each county.
Then it goes it's back to each county.
That's where you get your $9,700 or $9,400.
Nope, that's where you get the, like, he got $1,300.
The $9,100 or whatever, that's grant money that the state comes. That's through, what's his name, the VCSU.
Robinson?
Larry Robinson is a big supporter of community service, so he's, I don't know if he's on that board or what, but there's a board that through the state that allots money for funding, and I was told that they did not, when they had all the budget cuts, they didn't cut anything for community services. It all stays the same. And keep in mind, we're small peanuts compared to what rest of the budget.
Well, and I realize this is a small budget.
But that money comes in from the state. Then you
I'm just looking at how
fees.
We can get...
I worry, the one thing I really worry about, Dave, and I'm just honest with you, is that when you start talking 30 hours on an average a week, you're damn near a full-time person in community service.
I have, like I said, the last 2 months, it's been slower, and I've cut back.
Yeah, I saw that you're down to 79 hours last night.
To be honest with you, I'm just fed up, and I'm ready just to be done. I'm so, it's not just community service. I'm talking all the politics with the city and the county.
Well, there's no politics up here.
No.
Sure.
That's not what
you understand what I mean? Yeah. With me.
Yeah.
I'm to the point where I don't need this, I don't need the headache, and I'll be happy to train somebody. I'm almost to that point. I'm just tired.
Well, we're not beating you up here. That's not our purpose.
No, this is not about you guys. Yeah. This has nothing to do with you guys.
We're trying to understand this program better, so...
And make it better so that if people start coming up, we can say, no, this is how it's set up. This is what it's for.
Yep.
This is that we have a handle on it. When I first got on, Eldred kind of ran it like Eldred ran everything with a whip and chain. And I thought that... And so when I asked Rhonda, I said, who authorizes your time cards? Nobody. Are you kidding me? Sorry.
That's
but honestly, are you kidding me? Nobody authorizes Dave's time cards? What's the first thing that any community person is going to think?
Who signed off on the time cards?
I'm serious.
So we do need to... So who is going to do that?
The chairman.
Right.
You're going to get that once a month. You can look at them, sign them.
You can approve it.
You can approve it. You have that authority.
So instead of sending it to the clerk or the auditor, I'll just send it to you.
Yep, and then because that's what department heads do. The staff sends their time cards to the department head. The department head sends it to the auditor.
And I'll try to come up with some type of
either that, or we have to establish a department head. And I guess the chairperson becomes the department head.
And they get 10% of the non-compliance, so...
You're going to get a bump in pay.
Right. Zero of zero times zero 10 times, is...
Zero times 10 is still zero.
I just got 10.
And I'll have to come up with some type of a log to...
So we don't need a lot, Dave. Just give us something on paper that 5 hours with Casey, 8 hours supervising Susie Q, 3 hours in front of
the
computer.
I'll try to come up with something basic.
Something simple. Yeah, we don't need...
Right, I get it.
Yeah. Don't give me a 20-page spreadsheet for 1 month, you know. Give me
okay,
this
so
month.
On 10 hours, if I can remember what the timesheets... Well, here. Like right here on the timesheet.
I won't be able to do it on the timesheet. I'd have to do it on
in the notes?
I don't think there's enough room there.
But, I mean, all you need to do is...
Can you eliminate a couple
client,
of your columns already
computer,
here?
Computer work, client.
Yeah, just give us that in the notes.
Okay.
If there's not room on there.
Yeah, well, like here, 6 hours, and that could have been with Charlie.
But he's going to be working on multiple cases during a period of time, so...
Well, then just on day 9, you'd have 3 hours with Charlie,
okay,
2 hours
so
with
then,
Susie.
So you're saying a separate log.
Space in there,
well,
and my timesheet's going to go...
Do is email.
Well, it'll probably get longer. You might have to print...
A piece of paper and then...
Yeah.
You know what? Word document or something simple.
However you can do it, just do it. Don't give us a whole lot...
No, I can make it like an Excel.
Yeah.
Create some type of a basic Excel.
Excel, yeah.
So,
three columns, four columns, you know.
Just run a date, one through 30 and on one. I'll come up with something.
I mean, don't get elaborate. Don't. Right.